The following comes to Media Biz Radio from the Voice of America.
Hi, everyone. I'm David Byrd in Washington, and this is Healthy Living. The practice of acupuncture is believed to have developed in China millennia ago. Now the ancient Chinese needle form of pain reduction is providing an alternative to opioid-based drugs. As VOA's Deborah Block tells us, acupuncture is offering hope at a time when millions of Americans have become dependent on pain-killing drugs.
Each prick of a needle gives David Ramsey relief from chronic pain in his back and legs. He turned to acupuncture after becoming dependent on opiates after a bad fall.
I ended up on oxycontin, oxycodone, and morphine to help deal with the pain.
Since starting the treatment, he's been able to look forward to a life without opiate pills for the first time.
What acupuncture does for me is it will, one, it'll decrease that level of pain. Two, it gives me a general sense of well-being.
To find an alternative to opiates, more doctors are turning to acupuncturists, who say the ancient Chinese technique is a better way to manage pain.
We need something other than opiates, and acupuncture actually works.
At this Department of Veteran Affairs in Rhode Island, acupuncture is used as a substitute for opiates. Veteran Harry Garcia is undergoing a relatively new treatment for fast pain relief with needles applied to the ears where they can remain for days to help him deal with pain.
My walking gets better, able to tolerate the pain a lot more, so this is why I continue to do it month after month.
This doctor treats four veterans each week at the center.
Veterans have, a lot more pain, issues than the general population due to aspects of their service. So we were looking for something else to bring that was non-pharmacologic.
But some medical experts question whether acupuncture works better than opiates to manage chronic pain.
There may be a certain amount of placebo effect that is part of the response to acupuncture. Having said that, it is still quite effective as compared to no treatment.
According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, on the average, 115 Americans die each day from an opiate overdose. Perhaps acupuncture will be one way to help save more lives in the long run from this devastating crisis. Deborah Block, VOA News.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.